The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
Dog?
What exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, who is joining us on this program just minutes from now?
The 76ers professional bucket getter, Tobias Harris, is joining the program.
Tobias Harris joins us shortly, but we start with where the Pelicans and Blazers game ended last night. What time is it?
Dame time.
Ooh. You know when it's game time, it is Dame time, and Dame did it again. Another game-winning bucket from Dame Lillard. Jalen, what do you see from Dame last night?
Listen up, I got a story to tell. For anybody that's been paying attention to this program, you already know that we have felt about Damian Lillard. There are people that are just discovering his greatness right now. I want to introduce you guys to some B-roll. Do you remember when this took place when LaMarcus Aldridge was a part of the team and they were in the playoff game and Dame Dolla broke off the play in order to hit a game-winning shot? LaMarcus Aldridge left after that. But it was the beginning of Dame time. And he waved bye-bye like guy to OKC. Paul George and Russ sent their whole franchise in disarray. And it's just unfair what he did to the Bulls a couple of times. Lean back on Lauri Markkanen. So again, one of the highest paid players in the game has multiple commercials. Is an all-star, will be an Olympian, has been all NBA. Why do I keep hearing people say Dame is underrated or slept on? It ain't him or us, it's you for not paying attention the last almost decade.
Look at these numbers, Jalen. This season alone, he's shooting over 63% in the clutch. He has 82 clutch time points. Jalen, there are over 61 players that he ranks amongst, and he is number one in field goal percentage, number one in clutch time points. We showed you a handful of times that he has sent teams home at the end of games, but the numbers are there, the eye test is there. Dame Lillard at the end of the game will win the game.
Top
and the Trailblazers have
five.
Themselves a and, year.
And I know people get confused every now and then, Jacoby, but let me tell you guys who the top five basketball players currently are in the NBA. LeBron James.
Yep.
Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard. Steph Curry. And Dame Lillard. That's the top five. Don't get lazy with the list.
Well, Giannis might be asking about that, and someone who might creep into that list over time is a gentleman by the name of Zion Williamson. Yes, they did not win the game yesterday, but Zion went off, put up 36 points. It really feels like this young man is coming into his own in the league this season. Do you agree?
I do, and it's about pace. If you notice, they find a way to get him the ball on the move because, first off, you ain't getting in that Matt Truck's way very often. The other thing is, that's when he's at his best. Dog, his explosiveness at his size, with his height, is something that this game has not seen. Think of your favorite high flyer. Zion can jump just as high. Think of your most powerful interior performer. Zion is just as strong. And so now that he's finding his game and how to easily get buckets, like, he was doing this in his rookie year. He would have been all rookie. He would have did a lot of great things last year, but he was injured. Now he doesn't have a minute restriction, and Zion Williamson is smashing the league. He's going to be an all-star this year, Jacoby.
Oh, he is. Jalen, I'm upset about something, and we need to talk about it on the air, on wax. during our production call, I said that tonight's game between the Lakers and the Nets is the most anticipated, the most exciting regular season matchup that we could possibly have in the entire league. And I was alone in that thought. Why am I alone here? Why am I the one who says LeBron against Kyrie and Harden is easily the best game we could possibly put together in the regular season right now?
David Jacoby.
I'm listening.
I'm excited to see LeBron. And I appreciate how the OG LeBron, he gonna force the media to give him MVP this year.
Oh, yeah. He's bullying the MVP this year.
He's bullying the media. He like, I'm gonna play every game. I'm gonna play overtime. Y'all like see Kawhi minutes. And Paul George missing games. Y'all see AD dealing with injury. Y'all giving me MVP this year. Y'all ain't gonna say the words load management or rest and attribute it to my name at all. And I respect that. He's gonna show up and he's gonna perform. And you know what I think about Kyrie. Both hands, both feet, killing him. And James Harden. He's been an architect with the basketball, Jacoby. I love the way he's putting on for the lefties. And without those two guys, KD and Kyrie last game, he did put on the show. But when you say the most anticipated game, I got to tell you a secret. Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis will not be playing. That kills my anticipation when you say it's the greatest regular season game that you can recall. That's what you said. And that's just so far from accurate.
Absolutely did not say that.
You're trying to couch it right now.
Absolutely did not say that. Did not say that whatsoever. Did not say that whatsoever. The greatest regular season game I've ever seen is Thunder Warriors when Steph hit that shot from 40 feet, and you know that.
You're trying to couch it right now, but on the call you said, name me a more anticipated regular season game ever. Those were your
words.
This
season. That's not what I said.
No,
don't misquote me. I'm mad.
You know what?
I started this show being mad, and I'm still mad. Now we're in a fight. Now we're in a full fight. Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger. It seems like every offseason for the past 5 years, he's been sort of like, maybe, maybe not. I'm going to play. I'm not really sure. But now the Steelers GM, Kevin Colbert, said the following. As we sit here today, Ben is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not exactly a resounding vote of confidence from the general manager. Do you think Big Ben plays for the Steelers this year?
As we sit here today, I got a scraggly beard.
You sure do.
And I need to get a fresh cut.
No. Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
I love Big Ben, and you know I put on for the legends. But he couldn't be my quarterback this year, dog.
Mm-mm.
I've seen enough. And he's a statue in the pocket. That's the first thing that stands out beyond his age. Brady aged gracefully. Ben is aging rough. Now, they did start 11-0. He did have a ton of drop passes. They don't have a running game, and they did not have the signature defense that the Pittsburgh Steelers are known for. But he's still an aging quarterback without mobility. If I'm going to pay somebody $40 million of my salary cap funds, it can't be that player.
It cannot. Well, we will see what happens there, and we have a big matchup in the NBA tonight. However, last night we had a huge matchup in the Australian Open. It was Naomi Osaka who defeated Serena Williams. And my question for you, Jalen Anthony Rose, Serena is the GOAT female tennis player of all time. Have we seen her career come to a close last night against Naomi Osaka?
I think when moments like that happen in your Serena, you got to think about MJ's crossover at Utah when he left the gooseneck up there in the game winner. Except he returned. Osaka is that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in her early 20s. Serena has been a champion longer than she's been alive. I believe it's time to pass the baton over to the, Missy Elliott? Sock it to me, disco, sock it to me. But in all seriousness, it's her turn. It's her turn. I believe we look up at 3-2-1. And besides friendlies and stuff like that, I think Serena is going to eventually look around over these next few weeks and decide that she's going to retire. Stay tuned.
Well, we will see. And you hold a baseball bat even though you played basketball, because I think you want that baseball money. And the Padres' Fernando Tatis Jr. got that baseball money. 14-year contract. Wait for it. $340 million. What do you think about this historic deal for Tatis and the Padres?
Congratulations. And he's one of the people that actually make me watch baseball. I can't front. Because he actually has a personality when he's performing at his job. And when I'm trying to watch sports, I'm also trying to be entertained. And he does that for me while still giving me big time stats. And it must pay to be in Cali, because the largest contracts in the history right now, all of those teams are in California. So when your job or your boss looks at you and says, you know, we just don't got it. You know, it's a pandemic. You know, the coronavirus, we're gonna get back to you. You know, you remind them of Patrick Mahomes. You remind them of Fernando Tatis. And you remind yourself, if they really wanted to pay you, they could.
They can. They can. And Tatis got that bag. Jalen Anthony Rose, who is joining us after this very short break.
My nephew from another mother, Tobias Harris, who should be an all-star this year of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Lift every voice and sing.
Bubba Wallace became the first African-American to compete in the Daytona 500 since the pioneering Wendell Scott in 1969. In 2020, Wallace came to the forefront of the sport when he successfully convinced NASCAR to ban displays of the Confederate flag, and by driving a car prominently featuring the hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck in Pier 17 in New York City, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, joining us right now is a man soon to be an all-star. That man right there, Tobias Harris, joins the show. Tobias, last night you had 24 points, 15 rebounds. What has it been like to take a leap this season?
Man, it's been great. I think, coming into the year, obviously, disappointing last season in the playoffs. Just wanted to really redeem myself and the team in general. We wanted to really have people put some respect on our name this year, and sitting at the top of the East right now and just continue to let this thing flow and roll. So, you know, we're playing really good basketball right now that we got to continue to do.
Tobias, thank you for joining the show. All I want to know is a Black History fact took place when your contract got signed. And I want to shout out your father, because he negotiated the largest deal of any player by a parent. Big shout to him. Having Doc Rivers back on the sideline, what was the difference between playing for your former coach, Brett Brown, and now having Doc back that you were with the Clippers?
Yeah, I would say it's just been a transition for our whole team. I think, we grew from last year to this year just in terms of maturity. And then you bring a coach, Doc, in, who, Doc, he warrants respect the minute he walks in the door. And he's a coach that, for this team, he's always pushing us each and every day. Win or loss, we're trying to find something in a different way to get better at. And, he just has guys locked in. He's holding us accountable night in, night out. And really, the goal that he's trying to get this whole team to realize is we have a chance to win a championship, and we need to get there. So he's holding us to that standard each and every game that we play. And it's been a pleasure to be back with Doc and to be coached by him this season. I'm having a lot of fun, and so are the guys.
Well, you're winning a lot of games, and part of the recipe for all those wins is Joel Embiid's play this season. Being up close and personal, watching the big man perform night in and night out, what is it like being a teammate of his?
Man, it's great. I think, funny moment is when it was one game, he was kind of off, and then I looked up, and he had like 32 points and 15 rebounds. And I said to somebody on the bench, I was like, man, this is like a bad game for Joel. He got 32 and 15. But, he's playing at an MVP level, and No, this year, I think the difference that you're seeing in him is just the dominance of his size and his skill and being able, every night, you're seeing, like, I look at other fives that are guarding him, and I'm like, that dude is scared to guard Joel tonight. So he's taking advantage of that. It's great to see, and it helps us.
So you're a student of the game, and so many times people will talk about what a player can't do, but the function of a great team is actually using everybody to their maximum. Please celebrate Ben Simmons and tell the audience why they shouldn't focus on what he can't do and acknowledge so many things that he does do for your team.
Man, it makes me upset at times when I see everybody critiquing, you know, a part of his game, not really understanding that the elements of his game that are most vital for us. And defensively, he guards the best guy every single night. Offensively, you know, he doesn't shoot many threes, but he still shoots a way better field goal percentage than most people around the league. You know what I mean? He's at the top at finishing. So for me, it's like you got a guy who's 6'9" that can see the floor, pass, defend. And he's a guy that makes us go on the offensive end with his pace. So I know how important it is playing with him and what he brings to the table. And we don't even worry about what other people have to say because we just focus on our group night in, night out.
Tobias, you're having an excellent year. I believe that you are an all-star for certain this season.
He gonna make it.
Tell everybody listening why you deserve to be in that game this season.
Oh, he gonna make it.
Now, I would just say for me, the work that I've put in each and every offseason to be better, and my key emphasis is where this offseason was to be more efficient. I wanted to be a 50-40-90 player in the league. I wanted to be able to be that guy on a court that when other teams are playing against, you know, they know you can't let him get off for 20, 25 points a game. But besides that, you know, we're number one in the East. We have three All-Stars on our team. In the past, winning has been rewarded for an All-Star game. So I don't think that should alter this year. And, you know, it'd be an amazing opportunity for me as a player, the work that I've put in, the patience that I've had year after year. And, you know, it would just be really fitting, and I would appreciate it for sure.
We haven't heard any players talk about opting out of the All-Star game, but we have heard a couple of players say that they weren't necessarily enthusiastic that it was going to be played. What are your thoughts about the Atlanta All-Star game actually being played, a skills competition and or a dunk contest?
Yeah, obviously the way that this whole season is, we understand the business element of it. And that's really where it starts and finishes right there. In terms of safety, you know, the NBA is doing its best job with testing twice a day and whatnot. But, you know, this has been a weird season in general, just with the scheduling. We're playing every other day pretty much. So I also am one of the guys that is on the fence of saying, you know, it would be nice to have a break in there. But at the same time, if I'm selected, you know, I'm going out there to play. So that's just my motive. But we understand that it is business at the end of the day, too.
Tobias, we are in the middle of Black History Month and we're celebrating Black History. And your grandfather, a lot of people don't know this, was a member of the Tuskegee Airmen. When did you realize the significance of that?
You know, as a young kid, he would always talk about it. I would go over to his house. He would have, you know, airplanes. And, you know, I knew my grandfather was a pilot. And then when I got older, that was when I really understood the significance of Tuskegee Airmen. And he was somebody that always strived for better for his family in terms of what he could do, in terms of putting his mind in that place of, I could do anything that I strive to be, and I can create generational wealth for my family. So that just trickled down to my brothers and sisters. Jalen talked about at the beginning of the show, my father being my agent. So my father's always taught us that, you know, whatever you put your mind to, you can get done. And he has done that in his life, being the first African-American man to have an NBA and NFL license to manufacture and distribute clothing. So he's always taught us that you can strive in any type of way. And that has just trickled down to our whole family. And that's what I try to teach young African-American kids to this day.
Thank you so much for joining us, Tobias. You can always get exclusive content with Tobias Harris on the Jalen and Jacoby podcast.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the love.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. It is the Chicago Bulls traveling to Philly to take on Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and the 76ers. That's Friday night. It's 7:30 on ESPN. And then in the nightcap, it is the Utah Jazz with the best record in the NBA taking on the Clippers in LA. Friday night, 10 p.m., both those games on ESPN. Jalen, it just keeps happening. The Jazz just keep winning basketball games. Every time they put on their sneakers, they win basketball games. Last night it was Rudy Gobert with 23 points and 20 rebounds. Jalen, I can't believe I'm asking this question. Are the Utah Jazz the best team in the NBA?
Without Anthony Davis playing for the Lakers, yes. The Utah Jazz, other than a healthy Los Angeles Lakers, are the most complete team in basketball. See, here's what happened. They play in a small market. I get it. Yep. And people don't want to give them their love and all
West Coast stuff.
But Spider Mitchell is a superstar. Rudy Gobert to Stifle Tower. I got y'all. I see you, Jordan Clarkson, doing work. I got y'all.
We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN.